from WLEN, Lenawee's local news station. This is State and Local News from the WLEN Newsroom.
Good afternoon. Right now, mostly sunny skies, 67 degrees in downtown Adrian. Reporting for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station. I'm Ian Wendt. The news at noon being brought to you by Justice Pro Mechanical. Call the five-star pros at Justice Pro Mechanical. Beat the heat with an AC tune-up and count on expert furnace repairs done right. We have no traffic tie-ups or accidents to let you know about, but if you see one, be a WLEN traffic tipster. Call us at 517-263-1039. Lenawee County officials say a contractor accidentally struck a pressure sewer line near Sand Lake, triggering a repair effort that lasted roughly 13 hours around March 28th. The damage happened during fiber installation work, forcing crews to respond and restore the system while limiting further disruption. County officials say the company responsible is expected to cover the full cost of repairs once the total is finalized. The incident highlights ongoing risks tied to underground infrastructure projects, especially as utility and broadband expansion continues across the region. County officials say legal counsel will follow up with the contractor to ensure reimbursement once all expenses are confirmed. Lenawee County is seeing an unusual trend. More people are being arrested, but fewer are staying in jail. Officials say arrests have been increasing year over year, while the daily jail population remains well below capacity. Sheriff Troy Bevere addressed that gap, focusing on what he calls admissions into the jail system.
Admissions, in my mind, are arrests. I can tell you that the jail captain has been looking at that and pulling that data. And arrests over the last few years have been trending up. And that's true of last year. Last year, we made more arrests than we did the year before. The trend for how many are in jail tends to be trending down. So as arrests trend up and the amount of people in jail trend down, that is one of the things that we don't have any control over how many people are in jail. As far as that's something that's a judicial process, it's up to judges and up to the system as to how many people are in jail, stay in jail. As arrests trend up and the amount of people, the daily population trends down, is the same as many other of our jails because we've reached out and they're seeing the same thing.
That was Lenawee County Sheriff Troy Bevere explaining the disconnect between rising arrest and declining jail population as the county continues to rely more on alternatives to incarceration. Lenawee County's chief medical examiner is raising concerns about how death certificates are being completed and the legal risks when they're not done properly. Dr. John Mano, who serves as chief medical officer, examiner for Lenawee and Hillsdale counties, says he's now working to educate medical professionals on the issue, including a recent presentation to emergency medicine residents in Jackson.
I am giving a talk to the emergency medicine residents at Henry Ford Jackson on how to complete a death certificate, what's important in completing a death certificate, and the manner of death. That's going to be a PowerPoint presentation, which we will keep in the office so that we can send them to the primary care physicians who refuse to fill out death certificates so that they understand that a refusal to fill out a death certificate is a misdemeanor, punishable by fine, time in jail. And one of the other things is they be reported to LARA so that when they go to renew their license, they have to explain why they refuse to complete their duties.
That was Dr. John Mano. They say the goal is to improve accuracy and ensure physicians understand both the medical and legal importance of properly documenting deaths. Lenawee County is reviewing a new contract outlining hourly rates, overtime, and added cost for a school resource officer at Madison Schools. Brian Vish spoke with Lenawee County Sheriff Captain Jake Pfeiffer.
Lenawee County is considering a new contract that would place a full-time sheriff's deputy inside Madison schools for the upcoming school year. The request comes from the sheriff's office and would continue an existing school resource officer program through the 2026-2027 academic year.
So we've established a pretty good relationship with Madison schools. Our school resource officer there has been ingrained with the students. He's there to help them feel safe on school property, but he also helps the administration with a lot of other things. So we started this back several years ago when there was a big push for more school resource officers. They reached out to us, asked if we could provide. They had the ability to provide a deputy there.
The contract outlines that the deputy would not handle school discipline, but instead focuses strictly on law enforcement responsibilities inside the district. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
Local, state, and world news at WLEN.com. WLEN news time is 12:09.
When the Michigan weather puts you to the test, for heater AC, trusty stands above the rest. Licensed and insured, we're the team to know. Get covered fast with Justice Pro. Oh, 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 oh. Search Justice Pro Mechanical, with service fast and prices low. When you want the very best, Justice stands above the rest. JusticeProMechanical.com.
Lenawee County is spending significantly less than expected on new patrol vehicles for the sheriff's office. The Physical Resources Committee approved the purchase of 3 2026 Dodge Durangos for the patrol division at a cost of just over $132,000, well below the originally budgeted $222,000. Committee members also approved a separate vehicle for the jail captain at a lower cost than originally planned, opting for a less expensive model than what had been budgeted. The purchases come as part of the county's capital improvement plan, with both approvals reflecting cost savings compared to initial projections. Officials have not yet detailed how the remaining funds will be used within the capital budget. A free educational field trip is giving Lenawee County residents a chance to explore local conservation efforts and learn how to become tree stewards. The Stair District Library is hosting a tree talk and tour at Hidden Lake Gardens Saturday, April 25th, running from 9:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. The trip includes a chartered bus ride, admission, and lunch, along with expert-led discussions on the Morenci Tree Steward Program. Participants will hear from ISA board-certified master arborist Steve Lane and Hidden Lake Gardens director Paul Pfeiffer, with additional highlights including a guided tour of the Skywalk and Conservatory. The program is geared toward adults, though children over 10 may attend with an adult. Registration is needed by April 22nd at 2 p.m. or until the spots are full. To sign up, call 517-458-6510 or email stairstaff@gmail.com. Officials say the program is supported through federal and state forestry partnerships aimed at strengthening local conservation efforts. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is alerting residents about possible community transmission of measles and recommendations to protect communities. Here's Dale Gartner with details.
7 measles cases have been identified in Washtenaw County, and an 8th case of measles was confirmed in neighboring Monroe County. According to Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, chief medical executive, all individuals in Michigan without evidence of measles immunity are urged to get the MMR vaccine as soon as possible. The MMR vaccine is routinely recommended at 12 to 15 months of age, with a second dose given a minimum of 28 days after the first dose. MDHHS is also recommending that infants ages 6 to 11 months receive an accelerated first dose of measles vaccine if they are in the following groups: residents of Washtenaw, Monroe, Wayne, Oakland, Jackson, Livingston, or Lenawee counties, and individuals who travel to Washtenaw and Monroe counties. This recommendation is in effect until Saturday, May 16th. Vaccines are available at doctors' offices, most pharmacies, and local health departments. I'm Dale Gartner, WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
In Michigan, more inmates are earning high school diplomas, technical certificates, and college credits than ever before. Laura Witkowski explains.
New state data shows about 4,000 inmates completed programs last fiscal year, up 66% from 2020. Enrollment has also increased, with about 11,000 of the state's 33,000 prisoners participating. Programs range from high school equivalency to trades like welding and truck driving. The goal is to provide education and vocational training for successful reintegration. Michigan partners with several colleges to offer degrees and certificates, helping inmates secure better job placements in both prison and after release. For WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Laura Rutkowski.
Looking at the local obituaries, there will be no services for 80-year-old William R. Degner of Adrian. Arrangements have been made with the guidance of the Anderson Mary Funeral Home of Adrian. And funeral services for 85-year-old Bennett Palmer of Addison will be Saturday morning at 11 at Brown Van Hemert Funeral Home, Addison. Sign up for WLEN's weekday newsletter at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time is 12:14.
When the Michigan weather puts you to the test, for heater AC, Justice stands above the rest. Licensed and insured, we're the team to know. Get covered fast with Justice Pro. Oh, 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 oh. Search Justice Pro Mechanical, with service fast and prices low. When you want the very best, Justice stands above the rest. JusticeProMechanical.com.
Looking now at the lottery jackpots, Lotto 47 estimated at $1.15 million. Our Mega Millions estimated jackpot for this evening is $90 million. Our Powerball estimated jackpot for Saturday's draw, $217 million. A reminder from our community highlights that Adrian's city offices are closed right now in observance of Good Friday. The offices will reopen on Monday at 8 a.m. Taking a look at our weather forecast from the National Weather Service. For today in Lenawee County, partly sunny skies, temperature to hit 67 degrees by 5 p.m., west wind around 15, gusting near 33. For tonight, a 90% chance of rain, could see a thunderstorm as well. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, a low of 48 tonight. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half inch possible. For Saturday, 100% chance of rain before 2, then rain can mix with a thunderstorm between 2 and 5 p.m., then rain after 5 p.m., a high near 71 on Saturday. Winds out of the east-southeast, 15 miles per hour, could gust over 30. New rainfall amounts on Saturday between a quarter and a half inch possible. Another quarter of an inch of rain possible Saturday night before 8 p.m., a low of 37 degrees, west wind 15, gusting near 25. Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high of 44. 48 for Monday, 45 next Tuesday. For weather updates anytime, log on to WLEN.com. Right now, sun doing battle with the clouds, anywhere between mostly sunny and mostly cloudy in our listening area. Temperatures ranging quite wildly. Hillsdale right now, you're at 62 degrees. Over in Petersburg, it's 70. Tecumseh right now, you're at 69. Right now in Adrian, it's at 68 degrees. The news at noon was brought to you by Justice Pro Mechanical. Five-star service, fast response, total comfort. Justice Pro Mechanical, your go-to for AC tune-ups and furnace repairs. Call now and stay comfortable. Our next check of the news will be in headline form at 3 and 4 o'clock. Our next full newscast will be at 5. For 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt.
We're Lenawee's best source for local news, sports, weather, and information. Count on the news team that more and more people depend on. WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.